Welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Help me kick off this hour is my good friend Eric Douglas. He is a novelist. He's a scuba diver. He's combined the two things into some quite just an impressive resume of novels over the years. Matter of fact, 10 years now. It's been since the first release of Cayman Cowboys, his first novel that he kind of jumped in there and combined diving and his love of writing. And has some big news to share with us today. Eric, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Greg. Good to hear from you, pal.
Back at you. Now, this Cayman Cowboys came out 10 years ago, and to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Mike Scott, the character from your books that you've covered in... Well, first of all, how many books are there now, right now?
There are five out right now. There's Cayman Cowboys, then Flooding Hollywood, then we went to Guardian's Keep, which was in Italy.
Right.
And then Wreck of the Huron, which was North Carolina and Cuba. And then the fifth one just came out earlier this year in 2014 was Heart of the Maya.
Nice. Now, he's like a photojournalist that travels the world and obviously gets wrapped up into some kind of crazy conspiracy or, Russian plot. It's like Bourne Identity and, and a scuba diver wrapped into one. I mean, a little bit of James Bond, a little bit. I mean, you've got a little bit of everything going on. But it's cool because...
There's been mystics, there's been religions, there's been Russian plots. There was a Russian element in Guardian's Keep. Yeah, we've been all...
Little terrorism in there. It's just cool because he has all those adventure elements that you would see in a major blockbuster motion picture for the summer. But then he throws scuba diving into it, and it's very vivid pictures he paints because you take literal landmarks and dive sites that people, for instance, from the first one there, Cayman Cowboys, Mike Scott gets in there and he dives these sites off of Sunset House and other places there in Cayman that scuba divers who've been there would be very familiar with, right?
The very first dive you see in Cayman Cowboys is a dive off the Sunset Reef, House Reef, and into down to the Mermaid. The Sunset House Mermaid. So
that's right.
The very first dive that's described in the book.
As it should be the first dive for most people,
I think. As it should, absolutely.
I don't think there's part of, I don't recall any element of Mike Scott going there and doing a little polishing of the statue that a lot of the other divers have done. You know what I'm saying?
There's actually an allusion to that. Mike didn't do it himself, but there's an allusion to the reason why there's two spots on the Mermaid that are always clean.
Yes. And, we've referenced that over the years on Scuba Radio, and it should be documented in written form like you've done. So that's cool. But what's neat about this is that you started in Cayman, you went on to these other places, and for the 10-year anniversary, you're working on a new Mike Scott novel that is going to take him back into Cayman. Is that right,
yeah,
for the 10-year
exactly.
anniversary?
For the 10-year anniversary. Now, technically, the 10-year anniversary of Cayman Cowboys is April of 2015.
Okay.
The first one came out in April of 2005. Mm-hmm. So that's my plan, is to have the sixth novel in the series will be Mike Scott returning to Grand Cayman.
And you're writing this as we speak.
Writing it as we speak. I had to take a break from it, working desperately on it to talk to you right now.
Well, there you go. So I don't know. We'll be either a distraction or inspiration. I'm guessing it'll be the first part. But
I'm thinking a little bit of both.
You think? Well, let me ask you this. What kind of... you can't give away what's in your mind, obviously, but are you going to incorporate some very specific dive sites in Cayman like you did in Cayman Cowboys, you think, or what?
I'm sure I will. I've been there several times and love the island, love diving around the island, and definitely plan to work in some of the things that I've seen, some of the things I've done myself on the back end of the book, just like I did in the first one. We actually talked after the first book about doing a... dive Cayman Cowboys trip, do a boat trip and just dive around the island and reenact all the dives we did in the first book.
Sure.
So I'd love to do something like that with the second one, too.
Hey, you could do that. You can write it off, dude.
Absolutely.
That's
all
easy.
About the taxes.
Yeah, man. Well, they don't have those in Cayman, so maybe that doesn't work.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, but I don't live there, and I certainly don't have any money offshore there.
Well, okay. All right, fair enough. But yeah, I don't know. Do you need to go there and get inspiration for this latest endeavor, or do you have enough memories from your days working at Divers Alert Network and traveling the world and doing plenty of diving there in Cayman to fill many, many pages for this new one?
You know, fortunately, I do have pretty good memories. I got a lot of pictures, both topside and underwater. And I've still got some pretty good notes, too, that whenever I travel someplace, I always scribble down notes of things that I see, you know, mm-hmm. And it's how a place smelled or how it looked or you know, that sort of thing to get that feel.
Yeah.
But, you know, if a trip came up to Cayman, kind of, I certainly wouldn't turn it down. Let me put it that way. But
Right.
I've got a lot of good memories of that place, and I think I can definitely pull another book together.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had the mermaid in the first one. Maybe what you need to do is consider updating it with a new site that they have there now, because they have like a sister statue to the mermaid there in Cayman now. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Where's like, that at?
Yeah, I think it's off of the I'm going to totally screw this up, but I think it's off there by the Turtle Farm or Dive Tech off of the West End.
Oh, really?
Is that
okay,
right?
Yeah.
And
sure.
And it's like a King Triton thing. It's like the male version of the mermaid, like a merman. You know, I got taken to task last hour for not having mermen. I mean, even the Cayman Islands are jumping on that bandwagon. Maybe I have to finally get with the 90s.
Get with the 90s. But think about your audience. Are they really going to want to see a merman? I mean, really?
Well, evidently, Rochelle does. You know, but when I said, are you talking about like a real merman, or you want me or Bill in a mermaid tail? So, no, I don't want that. So there's still some issues we have to resolve to get that, fixed.
Yeah, good
up.
Luck with that.
Yeah. It ain't going to happen. I'm not feeling it. But anyway, you know, the thing is, you could incorporate something like that, like a new dive site in Cayman, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to help you.
I appreciate that. No, I can use all that kind of input I can get. It's intriguing, though. I have to work that in. One of the things I'm thinking about is if you've heard, there was a grounding where a cruise ship dropped an anchor,
right,
and tore
yeah.
up some reef.
Yeah,
and that's going to be one of the underlying themes in the book. I'll tell you that
okay.
right now.
All right. Yeah. They just had that, and the local dive operators there in Cayman have actually come together, and they're trying to. I don't know, fix the reef or glue it back together. It's reef restoration.
Cleaning out the rubble and trying to fix the stuff that's still alive. Yeah. So that's kind of, I always get inspiration for my stories from something I've seen, something I've done, something I've heard about. And I think that's my inspiration at the moment for this story is, how can I work in, so we can talk about, I always like to throw an environmental issue, that sort of thing into the story too. And, so there will be a little bit of underpinning of restoring the reefs and illegitimate damage to the reef.
Right. Well, you could do that. You got Stingray City. You got the Merman. You got the Kittiwake. What about that? Was that in the first one? Was that around?
No, that was. It wasn't. They sank it after I wrote the first book. So no, the Kittiwake's not in the book either.
Yeah,
the first book.
So you could work that into one of the scenes for Mike Scott to go in there and you have to have that obligatory wreck dive scene, don't you? It's kind of like pulling from the deep or something. That's just part of an adventure movie. And I keep saying movie, and he writes these books, but they I don't know, they're very vivid in your mind when you read them.
Greg, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, it is. It's meant that way, for sure, Eric. Come on.
When I write the books, that I see them in my mind, and that's exactly what I envision myself as just like it's a movie.
Yeah, we got to get some of these Hollywood bigwigs to get off their keister and turn some of your books into a real movie. It's way better than a lot of the crap that's out there now. Come on.
Absolutely. I hate going to the movie theater right now. There's some fun movies, but they're all based on comic books. And, you know, I'd like to see some real human beings doing some real stuff. I mean, what we do is pretty super anyway.
Yeah, it's superhuman. You know? We're like superheroes. Scuba divers are definitely like superheroes, for sure.
Absolutely.
We have powers. We don't have it. Well, we could get a cape if that'll sell it.
It's kind of dangerous underwater, actually.
Well, maybe it goes back to his time with Divers Alert Network. Always thinking dive safety. Yeah, can't get it out of his blood. booksbyeric.com. Go there and check out more information about all his novels and much, much more. Eric, thank you so much, buddy.